Shmuel Aleph Perichov Pasuk Lamed contains one of the great expressions of disappointment that a father ever has with a son when Shaul reacts violently, angrily, to Yehonasan's seemingly innocuous excuse for why David was not at the Rosh Chodesh meals, because he had asked to go back to a family function in Beis Lechem. And Shaul is going to call Yehonasan wanton and rebellious, and the Chazal really have an awful lot to say about this that goes all the way back to Sefer Shoftim and the story of the Pilegesh Begiva, and really includes a great wealth of understanding of Nach, of Shaul, of what was going on in this one phrase that expressed Shaul's feelings. So today may be one of those one pasuk days, for which I apologize in advance, but there's so much to learn out of what seems to be a very brief and angry pasuk. Vayichar af Shaul b'Yehonasan. So Shaul became very angry. He became infuriated, enraged at his son Yehonasan. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Ben na'avas hamardus. A son, na'avas, wanton, and mardus, like morid b'malchus, and rebellious. So a son, wanton and rebellious. Halo yodati ki bocherato leven yishai. Do I not know that you have chosen Ben Yishai? Again, still refusing to use David's name. Levashtecha, to embarrass yourself, to your own disgrace. Ulevoshes ervas imecha, and to the disgrace of the nakedness, the uncoveredness of your mother. And another way of looking at that is your mother's lack of chastity, lack of moral behavior in terms of her choices. So this Ben Na'avas HaMardus includes, again, kind of a wealth of information. The halacha is that only Moavi velo Moaviyah are barred from marrying into the Jewish people. Only males of Moab are penalized because they were inhospitable towards Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They lokidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. And we've discussed that before, certainly particularly in Sefer Rus. And this is why David HaMelech is a kosher Jew, because he comes from a Moabiyah, from Rus, who is not blamed for that behavior. But the second aspect that plays into this pasuk has to do with the episode of the Pilegesh Begiva. The Levi, whose concubine, whose sort of wife, his Pilegesh, ends up being abused by the men of Binyamin in Giva, and this causes, as we saw in Sefer Shoftim, a civil war where the tribe of Binyamin is almost entirely wiped out. Now, after that was over, when Pilegesh Begiva was finished, and the men of Binyamin were going to die out as a tribe because only 600 of them were left, so they were told a sneaky way to take wives for themselves on the 15th of Av, which is why Tu B'Av is a big day for singles and for matchmaking. But who was one of the survivors of the Pilegesh Begiva story? According to Rashi, and according to some who hold that Pilegesh Begiva happened at the end of the period of Shoftim, it was Shaul. Shaul was one of the 600, which, by the way, makes Shaul a truly spectacular person. He's one of the few remainders of a tribe that was almost completely wiped out. And I don't know if survivor's guilt plays any kind of an element, or simply the fact that he's been traumatized by the loss of everything he holds dear and most of his family and clan and tribe. He then is the one who saves the Luchos from Goliath, and he then is chosen king of Klal Yisrael by Nevuah. So Shaul is a tremendously impressive person. Every time it sounds like I'm being critical, there's so much to him. But according to Rashi and according to the Medrash, Shaul didn't take a wife on the day that Shevet Binyamin was encouraged to go out to find the girls in borrowed white dresses dancing in the vineyards. And so his wife went ahead and took him. And so Shaul always had, I don't want to say, kind of a complex about the fact that his wife was, as Rashi says here, the word na, wanton, is yitzanis, one who goes out, like the old story of Leah and Dinah back in the saga of Yaakov Avinu. One who goes out, his Yonasan's mother was bolder than most young Jewish women were at that time. So when Shaul says Ben Na'avas HaMardus, he is pointing out, first of all, that Yonasan is agreeing that Ben Yishai is in fact a good Jew, a valid Jew, a complete genetic Jew, despite the fact that the Moabiyah is the source of his DNA, because at that time, the women are not blamed for going out to the men, right? So the women stayed demure, and Rus was renowned for her great tzinius. And yet, Shaul's mother did go out to fetch Shaul. So by choosing David, Shaul is immediately giving his son more guilt than one would ever expect by saying he's disgracing his own mother. He's picking the one with the demure mother instead of the one, his own mother, who went out. Some say, when he says, Ben Na'avas HaMardus, he's calling him the son of the woman who transgressed the Cherem, because nobody actively gave their daughters to Shevet Binyamin. The, quote, kidnapping, unquote, that was sort of a nod and a wink and gracefully ignored, was a way to get past the vow that I will not give my daughter to somebody from Binyamin. But if the Binyamin men took the woman, it was allowed, because then it's considered in a weird legalistic way to be against the will of the parent. But because Yehonasan's mother took the initiative and claimed Shaul for herself, this is an act of Mardus. So Shaul is really putting down Yehonasan's mother, his own wife, and saying that this is going to cause this incident, the Al-Sheikh says, to resurface. Because Yehonasan's being rebellious by choosing David, and Yehonasan is also reminding people that his mother was a Yitzhanis who went out and was aggressive. Shaul himself tended to be an avoider of kavod. This is Rabbi Ilan Ginyan's take on this. Shaul was one who was always humble, chose the life of a shepherd until he was crowned. By not choosing a wife from Yavesh Gilad like the others did, this was very much in line with his character, which was retiring and shy. But what Shaul sees in David is an aggressor. David made Yehonasan his agent. In Shaul's paranoid mind by this point, he made Yehonasan his shliach to take over the kingdom for David. And so Shaul sees Yehonasan not as coming from, in a manner of speaking, his side of the family, being withdrawn and shy and reticent, but being from his mother's side of the family, who grabs the best of all, which was Shaul, which is a funny thing to blame your wife for after years of marriage and a son that you're super proud of, who was a tremendous warrior against the Plishtim. So he thinks, or in his mind, Yehonasan is claiming the kingdom for David and not waiting for the man most fit to be king, who would be chosen by the nation, which is again something that is one of Shaul's strengths, but also one of his weaknesses, always waiting for the people to decide what to do. All of this is unbelievably consistent with Shaul's character, and that statement, going after Yehonasan, going after Yehonasan's mother, expressing his own insecurities, is really one pasuk that encompasses the entire fraught and tension-filled relationship between David and Shaul, or more accurately, I'm sorry, between Shaul and David. So it's a tremendous pasuk, and it took me a long time to kind of get through all of it, but it's got such incredible ramifications and insight into who Shaul was, into who Shaul thought David was, and into the idea of Shaul's thinking about Yehonasan's disgrace and Yehonasan's mother's disgrace without even naming her. And so this is a very complicated issue, but Yehonasan is going to see right clearly through to it that Shaul is never going to let David live in peace. More than that, Shaul himself is going to make it clear in his next words.